You know, it's pretty rare for a book about a wrenching social problem to read like great literature. But when Evicted, Poverty and Profit in the American City came out in 2016, it won a Pulitzer Prize and a MacArthur Genius Grant for its author. And now Matthew Desmond can add curator to his list of achievements. A new exhibit at Washington, D.C.'s National Building Museum is based on his book, and NPR's Neda Ulubi stopped by.
Like a lot of people who've read Evicted, curator Sarah Levitt gets teary when she talks about it. Levitt was that moved by its stories of Milwaukee families struggling to stay in low-income housing. When she finished it, she thought,
this is a story that I needed to help tell, that this museum needed to help tell.
Over the years, Levitt had curated plenty of exhibitions about houses, but never one about people getting kicked out of them. More than 2 million Americans get eviction notices each year. Levitt imagined a show with small houses you could really enter, but each one seems somehow wrong, with missing roofs or walls.
It's half gone, it's half empty, the house isn't there anymore, it's not providing that shelter and support for the family.
Levitt emailed author Matthew Desmond, who was thrilled by the chance to help interpret his book in a three-dimensional, tactile way.
I've been on dozens of eviction moves with sheriffs and movers and landlords, and you know, seeing what gets piled on the sidewalk is moving and telling, you know, when you see a half-eaten birthday cake or kids' things.
So we asked her to make sure the museum showed that kind of stuff that gets left on the street and videos of real people who've lived through evictions.
My name is Destiny. I'm a working mom.
People like a working mom whose job cut down her hours. Then she got fined for being 5 days late with the rent. Less than a week after that came the eviction notice.
It crushes you, but you gotta keep moving.
The Building Museum exhibition relies on Matthew Desmond's data. One wall's covered with cardboard moving boxes in the shape of the U.S. Each stands for a different state. Their size reflects the number of evictions filed in a recent year.
What's the state with the most evictions?
Georgia.
Curator Sarah Levitt says the post-recession housing crisis hit the Southeast especially hard due to high rents, stagnant incomes, and limited government help. In Georgia, more than 200,000 eviction notices were filed back in 2015. And in Maryland?
133,832.
John Jones, who's from Maryland, visited the exhibit Eviction after reading the book.
It's heavy.
Jones was struck by wall text explaining eviction cases in Maryland courts.
The average case receives only several seconds of attention in the courts.
The first order of business shall be the call of the list.
That's video from a real eviction court in Camden, New Jersey, says Matthew Desmond.
It really gives you a sense of the chaos of eviction, how many kids are in eviction court.
And he wants it to leave you thinking.
This is not an institution of justice. This is not a place that they go to have their voice heard. This is a place they go to be processed.
On the building museum walls hang eviction notices from all over the country.
There's a knock on the door.
With wall text read here by an actor.
Whether or not the belongings are packed, the kids are ready, or the new plan is put in place, it no longer matters. The eviction has begun.
In an epidemic that's hurt cities, suburbs, rural areas, and towns, everyone is affected, the exhibit says, through schools, workplaces, and public health.
There's a knock on the door. It's time.
Evictions used to be rare. The exhibit at the Building Museum ends by reminding visitors this is a fixable problem. Neda Ulubi, NPR News.